Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker along with TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard, who's on vacation this week. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And man, we got a lot to talk about. There was video, TJ, this weekend of Tim Tebow going viral. But before we get there, because I want to get your take on Tim Tebow's try at getting back on an NFL team and changing position. He's 34 now and trying to play tight end and all that. But before that, I filled in with Doug Gottlieb on Dan Patrick's show this morning. And we got into a bit of an argument because even him taking up a roster spot bothers me, and I think it's white privilege. Listen to this, TJ.
Who hadn't been in the NFL for 10 years, who didn't play the position ever in his life, who was given a roster spot.
When he wasn't given a roster spot. Name,
give
he
me
was not
guy.
Given a
he's
roster spot.
He's on the
spot.
Team now. Oh. What do you
no,
mean?
He's not on the team.
He's on the team. Yes, he
no,
is.
He's
he
not.
The game Saturday.
No, how can you possibly cover
he's
professional sports as long
give
as you've covered
guy. You can't give me a guy, Doug.
What
give
does it have to do with him
player.
Being white?
No, give me a black
nothing.
Player.
Nothing. You have no. You have. You have
played in the league for
this
10
is
years.
Stupid.
No.
This is a stupid
no,
argument
it's not.
You're making.
I want you he to name me the guy.
He
can
won
you give
a
me
national.
The name?
Hold on a second. But again, you still have no idea what has to do with being white. He played
you can't
for Urban
give
Meyer.
Me a name.
Are you going to let me finish? Or are you just going to yell and scream?
Go ahead.
You're making
talk.
A stupid argument. Okay. He won 2 national championships with Urban Meyer. He's from Jacksonville. He's a local legend. It doesn't have to do with him being white.
He can't play.
And he'll get cut. That's what guys that can't play get cut. There's plenty of guys that can't play.
No,
Doug,
the
listen
point
to me.
That you're
hold,
not
hold on,
making.
Hold on, hold on. You want to really know what the truth is? Cam Newton can't play football, okay? He sucked last year. He can't throw a football.
How dare you even compare Cam Newton to Tim Tebow?
Cam Newton won an MVP.
They don't even deserve to be in the same sentence. You have some nerve to use Cam Newton, who's been injured, who had COVID last year, and put him in the same sentence with Tim Tebow?
Yes.
How dare you, Doug?
No.
They don't go together.
Man.
That was this morning.
Hey, I bet if you weren't up for that, you got up after you heard that one. Doug was fired up. You were fired up. I was getting chills just listening to y'all.
Man, we went at it, and I want to hear from you. You got your take. My thing is, and Doug is saying he don't have a roster spot. No, there's some tight end who didn't get invited to camp, TJ, because he's on the roster. So he does have a spot in training camp. That's how you make the team. So for him to act like, well, he don't have a roster spot. No, he's on the team. So that was my point. I don't see the correlation between Cam Newton and Tim Tebow. He's saying that Tim Tebow's got a job and he can't throw or he can't play. And I'm saying the Patriots, they're doing that because of what? They're giving Cam Newton a contract and a spot on a team because he can't play or he can't throw a football? Really, Doug? And I got a problem with this, that they gave Tim Tebow a job in the Mets minor league, TJ, when he hadn't played baseball in 10 years. He hasn't played football in 10 years in the NFL. And all I asked Doug to do was give me a name of a black player who hadn't played football in 10 years, who had never played that position, and who was given an opportunity. And he can't give me a name, and that's why I say it's white privilege.
You know, when you start bringing race into situations, it's always a touchy subject. That's for certain. But what I will say is this. You can't find a black player that has been out of football for 10 years.
And changing position at 34 years old, TJ.
You, and not only that, when he was playing, he wasn't very good.
Right.
At his main position. Now, I really felt like because of the relationship that Tebow has with Urban Meyer, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it because this goes on a lot in the NFL.
But let me say this, and I want you to
–
and I agree with you. If they were going to give him the third-string quarterback job to hold the clipboard, okay, I would buy that, TJ. But a 34-year-old trying to play – tight end, a position he's never played. If you just want him around, make him an associate coach, whatever you want to do, if that's your guy and you want to hook him up and give him a job. But you know TJ as a player, you can't disrespect the other guys in the locker room. Am I right? You know who belongs on the team and who doesn't.
Man, this is what happened. It's no lie, man. After those clips that have come out, Shannon Sharp, I remember talking to Shannon. I think Shannon played at 225. 225.
Right.
Shannon more than held his own. He more than held his own blocking. More than held his own at 225. Like, Tebow got it. If he even wants a remote chance of being on a practice squad, his desire and his want to has to improve. Because something like that cutoff block he had, that's a cutoff block. Dude, that's all desire and want to and heart, bro. Like, I had to lead up in the A-gap sometimes in Troy Polamalu coming to knock my head off or John Lynch.
Right.
And sometimes they go in the wrong gap, so I got to take on a backer. You think I want to do that? No, you just know you got to do it. It's desire and want to. And so – Tebow's just going to have to show that I can do this because That wasn't the first time he looked like that. That was the first time we saw that.
How bad was that, TJ? And I know it went viral.
That's awful.
Am I right? You can't be an NFL tight end looking like that, correct?
It's awful. And it's not the fact that he got beat or he didn't make the block. It was almost like he was afraid. Like he didn't want to put his body in harm's way. Especially the point of attack when he went against the outside backer, which I believe that was, or the defensive end. I mean, that there is going to be by far the hardest that he'll have to do. But when he came down the line of scrimmage and all he had to do was cut off and seal the guy, he just kind of ducked his head. And he's going to have to be better. It's simple. That's just desire, heart, and want to.
What about his teammates? Okay, that video goes viral. They played with them.
They're not
surprised.
They
see that video. Okay, right? But what are they saying privately? They might not say it publicly.
They're laughing.
But aren't they looking at him? Go ahead.
No, they're not. Because they see this in practice, Rob. He can't block these guys in practice. He can't block these guys in practice. And so what they just saw, or what we just saw, they've been experiencing this all of camp. Just no clips have gotten out about it.
Right.
They see this every day in practice. And so what I don't understand is, why didn't Tebow get with somebody prior to this to really hone in on his blocking?
Because maybe he's 34 and he can't It's a young man's league, though.
It's
insulting to me.
You can do it at 34. Like, honestly, the way practices are now, he got good size. He has good size. I'm sure he has good strength. Being in them trenches, being a physical quarterback and being a physical tight end, those are two different things. But I've always thought the nuts and bolts of blocking is a lot desire and want to. Once you get that technique, it's just desire and want to, man. And so – if Shannon Sharp, that just really lets you know how much of a hell of a player Shannon was. He was doing it at 225.
That's why he's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, 100%.
He was more of a pass catcher, but when it came time to put his hand in the ground and get dirty, he did it. And so
– how about Urban Meyer? What is going on? Like, okay, the first cuts are coming. I think, Rob G., is it tomorrow? Right, tomorrow, yeah, TJ.
By Tuesday.
Right?
Yes.
Yep. So cuts are coming. Will Tim Tebow be amongst the first cuts?
He should be, but I doubt if he will be.
So you really still think that Urban Meyer is going to snub his nose at the rest of the team and put this guy on the team no matter what?
I believe Tebow will make the practice. Okay, I thought he would make the practice squad when he initially was signed. I really did. After seeing that, I questioned myself. Because the guys on the team, they see that as well. We, the public, we see this now. And so he's going to have to show marked improvement. Or there's just no way Urban Meyer with a straight face can go to this team and say Tebow will be a member of the practice squad, because he does bring some things to the team. Leadership and just being a hell of a team player. You can't take that for granted. He brings those things to a team.
I get that, but don't you have to play? Don't you have to be – we're not putting together a boys choir. TJ, I get all that stuff.
I mean, there's
a lot of
guys
who have that who can't play.
But there's a lot of guys on teams that don't play, and they're leaders of teams. And I didn't play early on in my career. I was a leader from my soon as I got there. Like the vets.
You were a seventh-round pick. But Tim Tebow was a first-round pick that they moved up for, couldn't play. And my only issue is they gave him every opportunity, right, to play. He was gone for 10 years. And now he changes positions. He's 34. He's keeping some young kid who was a tight, who actually played tight end in college, from a chance at making the NFL.
And see, that's the key, though, Rob, is being gone from the sport for 10 years, and it's the most physical sport you could play. You just don't not play football for 10 years, and then all of a sudden you're going to have this physicality that's needed to play.
Right.
You haven't done it. And when you were playing, you weren't playing that type of game anyway, and you weren't playing that position.
And you were way younger.
So it's going to be – he's fighting uphill tremendously. But I believe Urban Meyer would like Tebow to be a part of this team for his intangibles outside of the football field.
And here's the other thing. Doug said he won two championships with
– That doesn't matter.
Urban Meyer. It doesn't matter. And – Chris Leak was the starting quarterback for one of those. So don't, like, try to pad. He was a great college quarterback. No one's taking that away from him. But he wasn't the starting quarterback for one of those championships. Let's just get it right.
Man, y'all had it going this morning. Because then when he said Cam Newton, oh, that
now,
is
now, let
so
me ask you that last part. That to me, that was insulting, and that's why I got bent out of shape.
It is insulting. Cam Newton is a National Football League most valuable player. Cam Newton has taken his team to a Super Bowl. That is as disrespectful as it can get. Now, Cam Newton has not been that as of late, but he did sign late. He technically was still injured. He catches COVID. And Cam Newton doesn't have any.
He said that Cam Newton can't throw. That's what he said. He can't throw. And the Patriots, for some reason, are just putting him on the team for the hell of it. Really?
Cam Newton has been a better thrower of the football in the entirety of his career than Tim Tebow ever will be or has been.
No doubt about
it. Even the Cam Newton of last year, and you can say he couldn't throw, was a better thrower of the football than Tim Tebow.
No doubt. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I mean, you heard me and Doug go at it. You heard me and TJ hash
Man,
it out,
was,
talk about it.
That was some good stuff right there that y'all had going. Oh, my God. Hey, well, okay, let me ask you this. What part of the show was this? Was it early on, late?
No, actually, it was the last 5 minutes of the show. We went out in a blaze of glory, man. I'm telling you. So that was crazy. All right, here we go. So we want to hear from you. Is Tim Tebow still on the Jags roster, an example of white privilege? And do you think he'll be on the roster this time tomorrow? We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple with TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip. Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh. Telephone number 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you on Tim Tebow. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And TJ, AutoZone has more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup. Free next-day delivery is available on over 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. Cut down day. One day is tomorrow. Will Tim Tebow be cut, or has he got the hookup because of his former college coach?
Man, the
is
callers
doing
like
him a
this,
solid.
Callers like this topic, man.
Oh,
we
you already know. We got
so
it.
Many of them. So we're going to start off with Jacob in Vegas. Talk to us, baby.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great, guys. So, listen, this is just an instance of privilege. Tim Tebow being on the team is a joke. I agree. However, it's not white privilege. It's like when Michael Jordan went to the White Sox. They gifted him a spot because of his celebrity status. There's a black player that got gifted a spot when he
No. Let me break this down differently. Michael Jordan and Tim Tebow, you think, are the same people? And here's the other thing. Hold on. Tim Tebow's never played this position. Tim Tebow's been out of football for 10 years. He's trying to
Michael
make a team at 34 years old. Tim,
who
owned the baseball team?
Somebody in Chicago. I don't know.
No. The owner of the Bulls owned the baseball team. Okay.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
It ain't the same.
It is the same. Come on.
Tim Tebow got a Mets job. He hadn't played baseball in 10 years. Come on.
Well, the Mets job I can't help you with, but this is just Urban Meyer.
Okay, all right. Because he keeps getting opportunities. That's all, Jacob. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 877-99 on Fox.
Hey, well, we got our man Hank in Virginia. Hank, what you got for us?
What's up, TJ?
Hank,
hey,
what's
Rob,
up, my man?
Too, man? What's up with you too, man?
What up?
Look, before I pop off about Tebow, because TJ already knows I'm about to go yard on y'all. You know, why isn't anybody putting the same pressure on Wack Prescott? Since we're talking about Stat Padford, he's got to win a Super Bowl. Then Dak should have to win a Super Bowl too, because all his stats are phony. All right. Anyway, Tebow, isn't the same thing going on in New Orleans? Taysom Hill has no business starting over Jameis Winston. Same thing in my book.
Taysom Hill is a good quarterback. He's not the greatest quarterback, but I don't look at him as like Tebow. Tebow could not play quarterback, TJ, in the NFL. That's why he bounced. He won a playoff game. You remember that against Pittsburgh, and Denver couldn't wait to get rid of him. You remember that?
Man, when he threw that touchdown pass to Demaryius Thomas and he just took off. Pew!
But do you
gone,
remember
game
that?
Over.
Yes. They had 11 guys on the line, TJ. Go back and look at that.
Yes.
Right? Nobody else. They were daring him to throw a 10-yard slant. Am I right? They were like, they had no respect for him.
John Fox made it work, didn't he? That might be the best coaching job in NFL history. That game right there has to be the best coaching job in NFL history.
And I'll tell you this. If it wasn't Dick LeBeau, the Hall of Fame defensive coordinator, right, that guy would have been fired. Anybody else with that defense they put up to let him throw a little 10-yard pass that went for a game-winning touchdown. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you.
KJ in Shreveport. Talk to us, baby.
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? First heard this, and when they first announced Tebow was going, I was so upset. I was so hot because, man, I was thinking about all them swag tight ends, all them MEAC tight ends.
Yes.
All them players that are young and ready and hot. You going to bring this narcissistic football Jesus and put him on the field in a position that he couldn't even play. I mean, he never played in. He sucked at quarterback. Think about if they tried to bring Colin Kaepernick and throw him in that wide receiver, what would happen? You know?
Right. No, I agree.
I mean, it happens, though, man. It happens, and it's not just football. It's who you know, and if you know people in high spaces and high value places, you're going to get opportunities. That's just simple.
Where is the position of the players association on stuff like this?
Oh, they can't. They have no say so in who a team signs. A team can sign whomever they want. The players association has no say so in that whatsoever.
They can't get in on that. But the players in the locker room, they know the deal. 877-99 on Fox. We got another one?
Okay. No.
All right. We're good. It was hot. We who knows? We might be able to get some calls later on. But all right.
That subject is, there's a lot of kids. When I say kids, young men, that whether they make the team or not, would have put up a better effort because they've been doing it.
They've been playing it.
Yes. And that's the argument that a lot of people will make, and it may piss some off, but that's just the reality of it. But on the flip side of that, Tim Tebow, him and Urban Meyer have a great relationship. Urban Meyer gave him a solid, which if we could do that for a friend of ours, whether we thought they could make it or not, we would probably do it.
No, we can't, though, because you know what? They'll look at us and go, oh, look at what he's doing. He's just giving that guy a spot on the team. You can't get away with that. I mean, that's why I call it white privilege, because he knows he can do it, and they'll be able to justify it. A black coach would be scared to death to try to make some move like that, some power move of giving one of their players who hadn't played in 10 years and never played that position a job. I just think it would be totally scrutinized differently if the roles were reversed. I do.
Hey, well, all I know is this. If he don't get released tomorrow, which I doubt that he will, he better put his face mask in somebody's chest this weekend.
All right, we'll see. We'll see tomorrow. All right, we've got our man Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus. He's coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, we roll on with some more football talk. Sam Monson is from Pro Football Focus. He's an NFL analyst and a podcast host.
And you can reach him on Twitter at PFF_Sam. Sam, welcome to the Odd Couple. How are you?
Thanks, guys. I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing very, very well. I would like to ask you, we just were talking about Tim Tebow. You saw the viral. No, I want to ask him.
They put it out there. They the ones put it out there.
Right, the viral video of Tim Tebow poorly trying to block, or I don't even know what that was. Sam, do you expect him to be a part of the cuts by the Jaguars tomorrow, or is he going to make this team because Urban Meyer says he's going to make it no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, if he makes the team, it's not for football reasons. You know, it's a commercial thing. It's the fact that Tim Tebow has one of the most crazy, zealous, and lunatic followings of any player in the NFL you can think of, but he's clearly not a tight end. I mean, the viral video, which one? There's like three or four different horrendous blocks, as well as one crazy video that I tweeted where, like, somebody steals his target. He's sitting there in the hole waiting for a pass to be delivered. And I think Tavon Austin jumps in front of it, grabs the ball, and tears off into the distance. Like, this was not an encouraging debut if you're a Tim Tebow fan thinking that he can make it as a tight end.
Do you think – now, I don't believe Tebow will actually make the team, but I do believe he has a chance to make the practice squad and be a part of one of the guys that can be called up last minute without counting against the roster spot. And that's just what it is. Do you think that's a possibility, or from what you've seen, no chance?
I think it's a possibility. I mean, he's a decent athlete. He's a big, strong guy. He's clearly, you know, a talented athlete in terms of what he spent the last decade of his career doing. And most importantly, he has that connection with Urban Meyer. Like, Urban Meyer wants to see this guy succeed. And if Tim Tebow's willing to spend his time on the practice squad and all the sort of financial implications that brings with it just to try and make a football team and make a career out of this at the latter stages of his time when he could do it, I think it's definitely a possibility. I think Urban Meyer would easily spend a practice squad spot on him to make that happen. It's a tough sell for the rest, I think, of that locker room at this point to give the guy an active roster spot.
No doubt. Our guest is Sam Monson from our Pro Football Focus. He's an NFL analyst and a podcast host right here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Let's talk about the rookie quarterbacks we got to see over the weekend. Who impressed you the most and why?
I thought Zach Wilson looked really good. He didn't play that much. You know, we didn't see that many snaps from him compared to some of the other guys, but he just made it look effortless. You know, that was the word that came to mind when I was watching Zach Wilson. It was just easy velocity, easy accuracy, delivered a couple of nice passes. There was one perfectly placed out route, and then another on a dig that was a really nice play. It looked different. You know, Sam Darnold has been kind of laboring with that offense for a couple of years. Obviously, it's a new system and some new supporting cast, but this just looked like a transformative difference at quarterback with Zach Wilson in there. I thought you also had to be pretty impressed with Mac Jones. He played longer. It was almost like an audition, the game plan that the Patriots ran, asking him to run a drive with hurry up, putting him in some tough situations. I thought he looked good. And then Justin Fields looked good. Like, maybe, you know, not quite as good as the hype was surrounding him, but the touchdown pass was kind of a schemed up free play almost. It was a wide open play you expect any quarterback to make. And then a lot of the damage was done on the ground with his legs. And I think that kind of can cut both ways as a young quarterback. It's great that he has the athleticism to make stuff like that happen, but you don't want him relying on that stuff too much.
Hey, let me follow up real quick, TJ, with Sam on Mac Jones. Is he going to be the starter, or is it going to be Cam Newton? Because Bill Belichick's playing a game of mum. He's mum on who's going to be the starter on week one. Who do you think will be the starter?
I still think Cam Newton starts the season, but I think that game shortened the time scale. You know, I think that game convinced Belichick that, hey, look, Mac Jones might be ready for this a lot sooner than we were thinking he was going to be. He isn't overwhelmed by the mental aspect of this. He can execute this offense. He can have command of it and sort of work through his progressions, find the right guy quickly. So Cam Newton doesn't have much time now. He doesn't have much room to have bad performances, or Mac Jones, I think, will be coming in pretty soon.
Staying with the quarterbacks, what do you make of, and I don't know why we keep going back to the Jacksonville Jaguars, but what do you make of Urban Meyer not announcing Trevor Lawrence as a starter? Like, if you can't beat out Gardner Minshew, I think you guys didn't draft the right guy. What do you make of that?
I think it's sort of lip service to the idea that nothing's given to you. You've got to earn it, right? Kind of the way Mac Jones, who'd been wearing number 50 in training camp right up until that preseason game when he finally got a real number. It's like you have to earn your number with good play during training camp. You know, you have to earn that starting job. It's an open competition, which you will be winning, but you still have to win it.
Listen, let me ask you about Trey Lance in San Francisco. Same kind of scenario. They got a veteran quarterback who's won and went to the Super Bowl, Jimmy G. But I'm going to ask you, he had a big 80-yard touchdown, which is great for highlights. Everybody's going crazy. His numbers weren't that great. Where are you on Trey Lance, and what do you do? Do you start Jimmy G and again start the clock quickly, or do you let Jimmy G play?
Was ist da los bei Annika Schleu? Yeah, I think the 49ers probably want to start Jimmy G and kind of let Trey Lance start when he's ready. And I think that game kind of showed that he's got a little bit of a way to go. There was that big touchdown pass, and that was a great play. And earlier in the game, he was cooking. He was delivering some accurate passes. He showed great zip with it, with his arm. He didn't always show that in college, but he brought it out in that preseason game. And then the longer the game went on, the worse he started to play. He started to miss a couple of passes, and then he had a couple of, you know, plays that should have been intercepted. He threw the ball right to a dropping cover two corner for his first one, and then had another defensive back jump in front of a pass over the middle. So I think we kind of saw the complete spectrum of Trey Lance. We saw the talent there, the upside, what he can be. And then we saw that, yeah, you know, it might take a little bit longer. It might take just a little bit of time for the 49ers to be comfortable that he's definitely a better option than Jimmy G right now.
You know, history has shown us, out of all these quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round, all of them aren't going to be stars. If you had to take your pick, who's the star and who just doesn't make it?
Who's the bust? So the star and the bust.
There you go.
Man, it's tough because I like all five of these first-round rookie quarterbacks, and I don't think that first game sort of did anything to change your mind. They looked like the guys we saw. You know, Zach Wilson would have been one that I was pretty concerned about just because of the level of competition and the sample size in college, but he looked maybe the best of the group in that first game. And then Justin Fields might have been another one that I was a bit concerned about because he's got that tendency to hold on to the ball a bit too long, and it can take some time for him to kind of work through his progression and just function within the offense. And we saw that again this week. You know, he had by far the longest average time to throw of any of those guys. But we also saw that it doesn't matter. Like, his athleticism is so good, and he's such a freak athlete and an incredible arm and really accurate with the ball that he can make it work anyway. So, you know, if I have to pick one, I think the sort of guaranteed superstar, the safest one of the group, is probably going to be Trevor Lawrence, just because of his body of work. The one guy that you have to be kind of most concerned about, it might be Trey Lance. You know, we've got an extremely small body of work for him. We've got the fact that he is, you know, he does lean on that run game a lot. They were using him as part of the design run game. And he's the one guy that we've seen some major mistakes from so far. Those throwing the ball straight to defensive backs when it comes to reading NFL coverages. So that's the one that you'd be scared about. But I honestly think all five still have a good shot to work out.
The 83 draft.
Yeah,
huh?
Most drafts, it ain't like that. But Sam Monson, thank you so much for the knowledge from Pro Football Focus. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
All right. It's the hottest radio game show in the country. Sources Say is next. It's the Odd Couple with TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. Stick and stay on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Oh, yeah, I'm big pimping on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzada. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is now time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we're going to put Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzada's journalism skills to the test to see if they tell the difference between a good source and a bad source. TJ, I think you've played this game before, right?
I believe I have.
All right, so yes. With that in mind, you're going to get the first crack at story number one, okay? My sources say that Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, said in an interview this week that Max Scherzer got mad at him in his first start with the Dodgers because Dave Roberts was smacking him on his backside between innings to a point where Scherzer looked at him and said, "Don't effing touch me." TJ, are my sources good?
Sources aren't good. No way, Jose.
No way. I'm going to say that that's true.
Bro.
What was he doing, Rob G? I mean, like.
What?
He's touching him that much.
That much? For real?
No, according to the way it was explained, it happened during the ESPN broadcast. I believe it was yesterday.
Right.
He said after every inning, he'd mow him down, smacking. He's like, "Hey, great job!"
But when you watch the Dodgers though, and they go into the dugout, Dave Roberts does do that all the time. But I didn't think Scherzer would be like, hey, bro, you need to stop effing touching
Yo,
me
bro,
now.
Bro, right.
Stop.
Yeah,
right.
So apparently he muttered something under his breath, and Dave Roberts turned to one of the guys like, did he just mutter that? And he's like, yeah, he doesn't like being touched. So well, I guess hey, later,
but you know what?
Scherzer
he said,
is
look,
competing.
Man, I'm sorry. I won't do that anymore.
But, TJ, you know, when you know your teammates, you would play football, sports. You know, you do that, but when the guy whispers in your ear at the same time, you know what I mean? It comes off the wrong way. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, on that note, Rob Parker up 1-0. We keep it moving. Story number two, as you guys know, Drake is dating the mother of California high school hoop star Amari Bailey. And in an effort to get in good with the kid, he bought him a giant diamond pendant of the number 10 and the Drake OVO owl. It's full of diamonds, must have cost a fortune, and it must keep that kid happy. Rob, you're in the lead. My source is good.
I'm going to say false. Sounds like it would be true, Drake. That just sounds like a lot. I'm going to say false.
When you have money to blow, you blow it. I'm saying that's true.
Bro.
Yeah.
My goodness. Why don't you just go?
That's
you know
one
many people?
Way to make you forget this guy sleeping with your mom.
Yeah, I guess. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, moms need love too now. I mean, what are they supposed to do?
It's just, just because her son's a hell of a basketball player.
Right.
Huh?
Don't you remember Allen Iverson's mom was running around with that 25-year-old guy? Do you remember that, TJ? No.
I do remember that.
Rob
I
G,
do.
You remember that?
I do.
It was like, oh, my God. You know, like I could imagine AI couldn't have been that happy about that.
Do you remember the controversy? I don't know if this was true or not, but that Delonte West was with LeBron's mom?
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I don't know if that's true, but can you imagine that on your, like, your teammate is dating your mom?
Yeah, that's a little extreme.
Just, that ain't happening.
It's just uncomfortable.
Look at that, TJ. That ain't happening. Huh?
Nah.
Nah, dude.
Nah.
All these women out here, you don't need to be with my mom.
Nah, right. You better go get somebody else because we can't be teammates.
We all tied up now 1-1. Story number three. My sources say that former NFL linebacker James Harrison has signed on to play a role in an upcoming television show on Stars called Heels. It's about pro wrestling. TJ, are my sources good?
Your sources are good. He has that type of personality. He played like he was a mean SOB, and so I'm sure he can do that in wrestling easily.
How could they not bring him down when he ran for 200 yards to score that touchdown? You remember that?
James Harrison can run, dude.
No,
like James.
I know. I'm just, but I mean, that was ridiculous. He got touched by everybody on the field. You remember that?
Hey, it
was
ridiculous. They wanted no problems with him. That's all that was.
I'm going to say that that's true, too.
And because of that, it looks like we're ending, we have 20 seconds, so we're probably going to end with a tie. Way to go,
Rob. No, we got to
move. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to give it. I knew that was true.
You ruined it. You ruined it.
I know, as usual. Right. All right, final hour of the program
is
coming
up. Hey, so y'all cheat? Y'all were in here just you guys were pencil whipping me, huh? You knew, huh?
No, okay. No. I said I knew that. No, not at all. We wouldn't cheat you. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Stick and stay on Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.